Strange Adventure.
The entire group of Russian colonists gathered upon the wooded shores of the mighty Columbia River. It was a festive occasion here in this vast, uncharted wilderness, for blonde and beautiful Anna Petrovna was being married to Captain Nikolai, the stalwart leader of the colonists. Father Shishkin loved and understood the young couple and treasured the words they had said under the tall pines. All our days we will be together, though perhaps not hand in hand through space and time. Should one of us die, fate will decree that the other will follow within the year. The next day, the Russians started up the stream Anna had laughingly called the Dancing River. The trip was hard and dangerous, but Anna struggled along with the men, uncomplaining. As the days wore on, Nikolai's nerves became frayed. He drove and bullied his men, and even his bride became frightened. While rounding a bend in the stream, tragedy struck. The river was blocked by canoes filled with savage Indians. Arrows fell among the Russians, and some of the canoes were overturned. A huge Indian dragged Anna into his canoe. In the confusion of the battle, the savage escaped into the forest with his screaming, frightened captive. The colonists were thankful to escape with their lives, but Anna, the beloved wife of their leader, was gone, perhaps dead. Searching parties went deep into the wilderness, but no trace of her could be found. Nikolai and his men built a camp beside the river, hoping Anna would someday escape and find her people. But their supplies and ammunition ran low, and they dared search no more. Morning was breaking over the forest when a group of Indians strode into the Russian camp. In the midst of the band was Anna, pale and haggard, but proud and regal in her bearing. Nikolai faced the chief of the savages.
I demand, in the name of the Tsar, that you release this white woman.
I am Yutramatka, chief of my people, and this woman is my wife. You can demand nothing, and I have the power to kill you or make you my slaves. But this white woman has given herself to me because she wants your lives spared. You are welcome to live with us in our village.
Nikolai glared at the Indian, then at Anna, an insane rage mounting in his mind.
Anna, you have deserted me for a wild savage, you traitor!
Quickly he raised his musket and leveled it at her heart. Utramaka, the Indian chief, knocked the musket from Nikolai. Father Shishkin spoke to his people.
She is bravest of us all. She has sacrificed everything so our lives will be spared.
But the northwest winter was too much for Anna Petrovna. She fell sick. And it was not long before the priest chanted the funeral service over her grave beside the river. But Nikolai was absent. When he returned to camp, his countrymen had already placed an oaken slab at the head of Anna's grave. On it, they had burned an epitaph to her courage. His vile temper surged through him. He rushed to the slab and grabbed it violently. Suddenly, he slumped forward, dead from an arrow of an Indian who had seen him defiling the grave of the White Queen. Later, the priest discovered Nikolai, still clutching her grave marker.
Their vow of death has been fulfilled. It is well that he relented and died clasping the headstone of her grave.
The next day, there were twin graves beside Anna Petrovna's Dancing River. This is Pat McGee in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Dawn Song, our next tale of Strange Adventure.